From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel-Palestinian battle resumes as truce fails. Afghan President Karzai accepts U.S. mediated election deal. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Israel and Palestinian militants intensified attacks against each other Tuesday after the collapse of a ceasefire deal to end the conflict, which began last week. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
The leaders of Hamas, the Palestinian political authority in Gaza, have rejected an Egyptian proposal for a ceasefire accepted earlier in the day by Israel. Hamas says it was not included in discussions of the deal, which called for a temporary ceasefire to begin Tuesday, the opening of the borders with Gaza, and talks between Hamas and Israel to take place in Cairo. Officials from the group have also insisted on further conditions, including the lifting of an Israeli blockade on the Palestinian territory. At a news conference, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned of a possible military escalation if Hamas does not accept the deal. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Gaza.
The Israeli military held fire for 6 hours after agreeing to an Egyptian ceasefire proposal Tuesday, but Israel says it resumed airstrikes after Gaza militants fired about 50 rockets over Israel from Hamas-controlled territory. An Israeli citizen was killed by rocket fire Tuesday near the Eretz crossing into Gaza. That's the first Israeli casualty since the offensive began. Palestinian health officials say 194 Palestinians have so far died in the conflict. Afghan authorities say a suicide blast killed at least 41 people in eastern Afghanistan. A defense ministry spokesman says the bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle Tuesday near a crowded market in the Urgun district of Paktika province. At least 6 children were among those killed. There's been no claim of responsibility, and the Taliban issued a statement denying any involvement. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he is reluctantly accepting a U.S.-mediated deal to audit all the votes from the country's presidential runoff election following allegations of fraud during the voting process. VOA's Arul Pandey has details.
In an exclusive interview with VOA's Afghan service, President Karzai said he did not welcome the agreement but accepted it as a bitter pill due to the current political conditions in Afghanistan.
I accepted it because I wanted to get past the stage very quickly, because the elections have already taken a lot of time in this country. No country in the world has such a lengthy electoral process, and this must be corrected as well.
Tensions were high in the country after presidential candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani both claimed victory in the June 14th runoff to replace Mr. Karzai. Arul Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
According to the deal, the new president will immediately form a government of national unity. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading back to Washington following 3 days of talks with Iran in Vienna. Meetings with his Iranian counterpart have failed to break a nuclear deadlock discussion.
There has been tangible progress on key issues, and we had extensive conversations in which we moved on certain things. However, there are also very real gaps on other key issues.
Secretary Kerry says there's no question Iran has a right to a peaceful nuclear program. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif echoed Secretary Kerry's sentiments, noting serious differences, but that they have made enough headway to tell our political bosses that this is a process worth continuing. Iraq's parliament moved a step closer to resolving that country's long-running political stalemate, agreeing to name a Sunni lawmaker as its speaker. Salim al-Jabouri won the position on Tuesday, but it was unclear if that was part of a larger deal to resolve who would become the country's president and prime minister. Russian authorities say at least 20 people were killed and more than 150 injured after a subway derailed in central Moscow during Tuesday morning's rush hour. An investigation is underway. The accident is believed to be the most serious in the 8-decade history of the city's metro system. Tensions between Kiev and Moscow rose sharply Tuesday, with a Ukrainian general warning of an imminent Russian military attack, and the country's security chief saying he had absolute proof Russia was involved in downing a Ukrainian military transport plane. The comments came as Moscow invited diplomats from 18 countries to visit a Russian border town, where it says Ukrainian shelling killed one person Sunday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.